AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Our new poll finds that most Americans think the U.S. should have diplomatic ties with Cuba. Pat Labuda was outside the new Cuban embassy in Washington as they hoisted their flag yesterday over the building to signal the start of a new diplomatic relationship with Washington.
It's a good day for Cuba. It's a good day for the United States. It's a good day for a change in policy and trying to work with people that we may not totally agree with.
But Francisca Vigaud was there, too.
I'm here today because I'm very disappointed in our government that should be standing for human rights.
One member of Congress says Cuba has improperly arrested thousands of its citizens this year alone. In Alabama, armed volunteers have shown up to guard military recruiting offices following last week's tragedy in Chattanooga in which a gunman killed five military service members. As far as we've been able to learn, investigators have not found any evidence that Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz was acting on direct orders from anyone when he opened fire. Former FBI official Sean Henry says authorities will be looking closely at his friends.
Are these people co-conspirators, people who actually were aware of what he was going to do and were going to participate in actual overt acts or some future acts? Or are these people friends who may have heard him say something? Are they potential witnesses?
He was on the Today Show this morning. The number of Republican presidential candidates grows to 16 today when Ohio Governor John Kasich makes his announcement. Meanwhile, critics of Donald Trump are calling for him to drop out of the GOP race after he questioned the status of Vietnam POW and Arizona Senator John McCain as a war hero. An editorial in the Des Moines Register says Trump has proven himself unfit to hold office. Trump says the media is misrepresenting his comments. This is AP Radio News. The prosecutor in Waller County, Texas, says it's too soon to know exactly how Sandra Bland, a black woman, died in a jail cell after a confrontational traffic stop. Authorities say she hanged herself. But activist and Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryan says he doesn't believe that, nor does her family.
There are a whole lot of questions that have to be answered, so we don't know exactly what happened, but the family, this community, does not believe that she took her own life.
But Waller County Sheriff's Department Captain Brian Contrell says,
I want to make clear that the death of Ms. Bland was a tragic incident, not one of criminal intent or a criminal act.
The Texas Rangers are investigating. The FBI is supervising that investigation. A new report finds more children living in poverty now than before the Great Recession, 22% according to the latest Kids Count data. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.